Sex ed when you're homeschooled in Memphis, Tennessee is a bit different than most. Sex ed is held in a shanty wooden panel church by the Shaw's Clydesdale Farm, Flame of Elijah Baptist Church. I was taught how to do it right by never doing it, at least not until God tagged and bagged a counterpart for me, his picking, not mine. I was taught about the horrors of Indian parents arranging their children's marriages. I guess it was only horrific because their parents weren't God. It's not their job to do that. We also learned about all the wrong ways to do it. Syphilis, AIDS, herpes, HPV. It was God's way to make sure we stayed in the line, followed his plan. Punishment for those who didn't. Explained why most homosexuals had AIDS. We also learned a lot about gay people. Satan's final vengeance against God. Making Adam and Steve abomination that pridefully struts hand in hand on this earth. I'm guessing Satan didn't see AIDS coming. Drifting down from heaven in red ribbons. Like leaves in autumn. Branding the cattle that strayed from the path. The gays also had a ferocious appetite. They'd sodomize you roped, raw, and dry while tied to a post, like a farm animal. Anyone could fall victim to them. Freshman year was the second year I was in the public school system. Fucking rough. Majority of middle school was spent with my face pressed against something. Face pressed against green lockers, stomach kneed by the fuckboy that spat in my face. Spitting back in his was a bad choice. Face pressed in asphalt for following said fuckboy home. Beating him in a fight, and getting myself stomped by his big brother. Asphalt leaves an intricate braille of craters and gravelly rocks embedded in your skin when you spend 5 minutes face down in it getting stomped by a varsity wrestler in high school. I graduated from middle school, but what I learned was that it was best to sit in the back of a classroom, shut up, and dive my nose into Toni Morrison, Chuck Palahniuk, and Dante. Don't get me wrong, I had a social life. Me and all the other trailer trash kids spent weekends blazed, green, stoned, and stunned in abandoned warehouses, trespassing privatized beaches, and surfing green bacteria-filled waves. Bayside part of Virginia Beach borders on Norfolk. No one expects a behaved kid to come out from there. It's nice not feeling that pressure while growing up. No pressure to behave, and definitely no pressure to be smart. There's always pressure, though, for killing the ass end of a 40 and using it to christen a car. Cave in the back of a window with a glittering clash of broken glass when my bottle goes flying through the air. They made the bottles out of glass back then. I joined the theater academy because I didn't want to go to high school with the same guys that busted my nose and lips on a daily basis. Didn't want to stay friends with the quiet kids that picked scabs during lunch. Hell, I wanted to be heard. Wanted to be looked at. Wanted people to know that Chad existed. So I signed a yellow form, bullshitted a history of shows, and performed Poe's Telltale Heart for my audition and slid in with the other kids.